A new WBUR poll out this morning shows broad support for a so-called right to repair question on the Massachusetts ballot that would give mechanics more access to vehicle data. But the other question on the ballot, a push to establish a ranked choice voting system, is in a dead heat. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Ranked choice voting would fundamentally reshape the way we elect statewide offices, as well as state and federal legislators, by allowing voters to rank candidates in order of preference instead of an all-or-nothing vote. Dan Scalia, a software salesperson and registered Republican from Charlestown, says ranked choice voting would be good for democracy.
Any kind of more of a vigorous election, which this ranked voting would engender, can only be a good thing. For having a more competitive race and really finding the will of who the voters want to see in these positions.
But for Paul Craney of the conservative think tank Mass Fiscal Alliance, it sounds like a big headache.
Ranked choice voting, I think, in a lot of situations becomes overly confusing for the average voter. For many voters, is too complicated and too burdensome and unfair for them.
The poll shows likely voters are split evenly, with 36% both for and against. That leaves more than a quarter of voters undecided. Evan Horowitz, head of the Center for State Policy Analysis at Tufts University, says those numbers aren't good for the ranked choice campaign because support for ballot measures tends to erode as an election nears. But because there's no formal opposition to the measure, there's an opening for the campaign to win over voters.
I wouldn't be discouraged if I were a proponent, because there is a lot of time, and there's nobody making strong, well-funded counterarguments. But I do think it's a reason to kind of reassess how much outreach has to be done.
A lot, most likely, if you support the measure. The poll shows that the more voters understand the system, the more likely they are to support it. Mass Inc.'s Steve Cazella conducted the poll for WBUR. He says the key points of ranked choice voting proponents have yet to win people over.
You see about two-thirds of voters, or even more, that aren't convinced of the idea that it's going to bring more racial and ethnic diversity, fairer electoral outcomes, less negative campaigning. On each one of these things, you see a lot of people saying either it will make no difference to that, or I don't know whether it would do that or not.
The Ranked Choice campaign says it's planning to launch TV ads in September, and the campaign says it's raised more than $2 million since it started last year. Also on the ballot will be a measure that could make it easier for mechanics and do-it-yourselfers to access computer data on vehicles. On this question, the poll shows 57% in favor and 31% against. And unlike with the ranked choice voting question, the repair measure does have an opponent, a group funded by the automotive industry, according to the Mass Office of Campaign and Political Finance. The pro side is funded by the auto repair lobby. Despite the 26-point lead in favor of right to repair, the game isn't over. Government affairs specialist George Cronin has campaigned for ballot initiatives in past elections, and he says proponents often have leads at this point in the game, even when they go on to lose in November.
The yes side will try to paint a picture about consumer protection and the inherent benefits to the consumer, and the no side will try to turn it away and make it into identity theft and anti-consumer protection measures.
Ultimately, voters will decide these two questions, from who repairs your car to how voting is conducted. And they'll do it amid a pandemic that has already changed the way we'll vote in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
The WBUR poll was conducted by Mass Inc. and has a margin of error of 4.4%.